He could almost feel her frowning at him. Jesus, this wasn't the moment for attitude. The close, airless confines of the trunk were zapping what little strength he had remaining to him. The thought of what was waiting beyond it scared him to the bone. Keep cutting that tie. If you want to have a chance of living through this, I need to be free to move before they open that trunk again. Do you have a name or not? But at least she comprehended enough of the desperateness of the situation to start sawing away again. You don't need a name. All you need to know is that I'm the guy who's going to keep you alive, all right? He thought about that for a second. At least, if you hurry and I can. The smallest of pauses. Oh, wow. Now I feel all safe. The sarcasm was absolutely deserved and might even have made him smile under less harrowing conditions. As reassurance, he had to admit that his probably too truthful promise left something to be desired, but at least she was still working that knife against the tie. So, can you tell me why you're in this trunk? She asked. He'd give her this much. She didn't give up. At the moment, he wasn't sure if that was a good thing or a bad one.